Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. This is the winter version. And the winterized version of the show, and we're going to be talking about your home loans today, and what a week it's been.
Yeah.
No, we it's interesting, now that COVID has allowed everyone to work from home, I have to send out messages that say, the office is closed, but it's not closed. Because you're all working from home. Just, you know, you're not required to come to the office. Just stay home and work, you know. And so it's kind of weird sending out that message. We're closed, but we're not closed.
I paid no attention to it.
Well, everyone just kept on working.
Anytime you send a message out, I just don't pay attention.
Well.
There's that.
There's my wife. And there's inappropriate Uncle Bubba. And then there's Tress. Hi, Tress.
Hey, Kevin.
How was your week?
Oh, it was good. It was good. Stayed warm. We have lots of firewood. Made soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had zero power for a little bit.
Did you really?
Did you? Our power went out during the night for like just like a minute.
So we were out from in the evening, probably 9 at night until about 4 the next day, you know, and the first night of it. So here's the deal is we went. We did all this math. Hey, we're going to go upstairs because the heat rises, so we'll sleep upstairs. And we were covered in all multitudes of blankets. When the heat finally came on, before we checked the temperature, we all took guesses of how cold we thought it was in our house. Nate was thinking, our son was thinking it was in the 30s. Katie thought it was in the 40s. It was actually 52 degrees. They thought they were
freezing.
They thought it was freezing.
It's funny, but when you're inside a house and you usually keep your thermostat at 72, 54 feels like 30.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, things are back to normal.
The wind's not blowing in your house.
Thank God.
We want to talk about your home loan today. There's been a lot of people doing a lot of activity. I don't know how.
Yeah.
We had all kinds of home purchase contracts come in yesterday. I don't know if people are just sitting around, just bidding, not driving to the house. Maybe they're the only ones showing up to the open houses, you know, when it's freezing outside. I don't know. We had all kinds of purchase contracts.
I have a friend who's
yesterday.
A realtor. He was showing houses the last couple days.
Yeah.
My daughter-in-law was showing them, too.
We had a bunch of contracts come in. A lot of people getting cash out refinances.
Now I know about that.
Rates have been going up a little bit, but you know what?
A little bit.
You are in a great place because you have a lot of equity in your home here in Texas. Most people who've been in their home for a while, you have opportunities to restructure that financing, so we can help you with that. We can help you with that home purchase because we have our home purchase team. They focus on home purchases, and that's really working out. One of my home purchase guys said, man, I talked to a couple of realtors, too, on our realtor network, and they said they had their best January they've ever had. They've been in the business for 25 years. And so we refer business out to our realtor network. And our real estate company, We refer business to them as well. But make sure you get started here at TexasLending.com. We want to help you with your questions. And it's real simple. You go to 972-387-4600. That's where you go to. You go to 972-387-4600.
That's your go-to.
That's your go-to text line. 972-387-4600. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. You were writing cash out refinances the last couple of days. A lot of them, right?
Right.
How many did you lock this week?
Why? Did you see that?
No, you told me you locked like three or four or five on Monday or something like this.
I locked 12 or so.
12 yeah. cash out refinances this week.
In 1 week, yeah. And 12 the week before.
So it looks like someone's going for the record.
I don't think so. But
could be a record March.
It's February. Yeah, February's a short month. You always kind of get I don't know why. It's just short by 2 days. I don't know why that always just seems to relate in dollars.
Well, there's a reason that there are CEOs, and there's a reason that there are Bubbas.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you have 31 days in a month versus 28 days in a month, I can just tell you, when you take away 10% of the days, you lose 10% of your revenue. Let's take away 10% of everyone's pay. And you wonder why.
Well, you are.
Yeah. So let's take away 10% of everyone's pay. And anyway, that's something you need to all – that's something you can all understand a little bit. When I look at months, I look at number of business days. So yep. When I'm doing forecasts, no one else – I mean, other people do this, but it just drives me nuts when people make forecasts. They don't take into account that one month might have 17, 18 business days and one might have 23 business days. Because there might be 5 weekends in 1 month and 4 in the next month. And depending on where the days fall, it has a huge impact on revenue, on income, on profitability. Anyway, that is stuff you don't need to know. We all want to make sure that you get saved on your home loan. You get saved and you save money. And Tress, you got your little cap on today.
What is that? A little English cap like John Lennon or something? Or?
What is that cap? Is it a winter
salary
cap?
Is that a salary cap?
Y'all, I've worn this hat before. It's not the first time. I don't know. I bought it at Needless Markup. Yeah, their little outlet store or something. I don't know. A long time ago. I've had it for like 6 or 7 years.
Really?
Yeah. It's my winter, I'm wearing nicer clothes hat than a baseball cap, which I noticed you're not wearing a baseball cap today, Kevin. You're wearing a beanie.
He's wearing a Dallas Mavericks beanie, which was kind of caught me off guard when he walked in the door.
The beanie caught me off guard. Yeah. What's up with the beanie?
I think guys in beanies is a real thing. I mean, I was out the other night and everybody had a beanie on.
Beanies are warm.
It's made me want to go run and buy a beanie.
I got a beanie I'll give you.
All right. Hey, everyone, 972-387-4600. What's going on? People are getting cash out. They're paying off bills. They're reducing their debts. As the rates rise, you'll see your credit card interest rates rise. And if you're already paying credit card rates of 15, 17, 20%, and those things go up on you, you can consolidate those debts. These cash out rates are anywhere between 75 to 80 to 90% lower than some of your credit card rates, depending on what rate you're getting on your mortgage loan. The nice thing is you can take $25,000, $30,000 of credit card debt, get that consolidated into a home loan, into a 20-year loan. A lot of people are taking these 20-year, 15-year cash outs. I've seen a lot of 15-year cash outs. They're taking cash, they're paying off debts, they're consolidating debts, they're reducing the amount of time on their loan, and their mortgage, maybe they have 20 years left, maybe they have 25 years left, they're reducing it to a 15-year. We want to help you make some decisions. Now, here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
All 7 of you that are listening out there have an opportunity to get your text in right now. The reason I say 7 is I drove to the office, and there's no one on the streets.
Well, that means they're all home listening to the show, Kevin.
There are lots of people. Well, I come a little farther than you do.
Well.
But there are lots of people on the road.
Well, 7 is lots. That's lots of people. No, there's not as many as normal. But, you know, and the ice is beginning to melt a little bit. So we want to help you. Make sure you get in touch with us right now. Some of you haven't been paying attention because you don't need to, because that's what the show is for. Just that the jumbo loan limits have raised up to $647,000. That's the conventional loan limit. So if your loan is $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, you're still in the conventional loan limit. category. So maybe your loan used to be a jumbo loan. You want to refinance that to a cash out. You have opportunities there. TechCasesunny.com. We're also seeing some cash outs on some of these larger loan amounts. Make sure you get in touch with us for that. On the home purchase front, yeah, the still limited amounts of homes for sale out there. Mm-hmm. There are bidding wars all over the place. TechCasesunny.com's purchase team wants to help you. Get in touch with us today. We'll get you pre-approved. Our home real estate team over there at TDT Realtors, they do a fantastic job. TDT Realtors, they're killing it right now, and they are helping people all over the place. They're driving. We have realtors driving from Dallas to Fairfield, Texas. What is that, Navarro County? What was it? Where is Fairfield? I don't know
if that's down near Mejia, right?
That's either Anderson County. Anyway, it's down there.
Between Waco and Corsicana.
Anyway, you have it's either, you know, anyway, one of those, Leon County, one of those counties down there.
It's not Ding Dong, but I've been there.
No. There you go.
Donkey Kong.
You know, seven's kind of a relative number, though. I mean, whether it being large or small, if you say, I have seven French fries.
Seven people listening?
So, you know, that's not a lot. If you say I killed seven people, well, then that's quite a bit.
It is relative, you know? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just saying, you know.
Gary has seven wives.
I ate seven hot dogs.
Yeah, see? Is seven really a small number? It depends on the context.
Yep. Yeah, the Cowboys scored 7 points this week.
Ah, see?
Not enough.
They didn't
score enough
points.
So numbers are relevant, and it's important that you understand the relevance of the numbers to you. We want to make sure you get that free quote. When you do call our office, and the loan officers are here right now, the phone, there's no, you know, it's not, pretty much you can say every phone call is free. There's no one charging you for a phone call. But the thing is, except for your phone company.
Text charges apply.
Your phone company might charge
Remember
you.
Remember what they used to always say that?
But a free person is going to answer. Free to you, they're going to answer your phone call. A live person is going to answer your phone call.
They're not slaves, so they are free.
You're going to get a free application. You're going to get a free you're going to get a free quote. And you're going to get all these things for
free. And if you call me, you get free jokes because I had a million of them.
Yeah, well, make sure you call TexasSunny.com at 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasSunny.com. We do want to help you out with your home loan today. Anyway, Tress, credit cards. Do you know anybody that has credit cards?
I do.
You know a couple? Do they put a lot of stuff on their credit cards?
I don't know. I don't. My kids, I have... When, yes.
Let's look at $10,000 of credit cards. Mm-hmm. If you have a 20% interest rate on that, you're paying $2,000 a year in interest on $10,000.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Now you take that same mortgage and you put that on a mortgage at 3%, and $10,000, you're paying $300 a year, right? $300 a year in interest versus $2,000 a year of interest. And that's how these cash out refinances are helping people. If someone who's got $20,000 of credit cards and they're paying $4,000 a year just on the interest on that, plus they have the bill they have to pay on top of that, the principal payment, if you can take that $4,000 and reduce that down to $600 a year at a 3% rate, this is where you start seeing significant savings just by consolidating the debts into lower rates. So some of you have all kinds of higher rates. If your rate's higher than 3%, you need to be looking into getting a cash out refinancing, consolidating debts. And here's the other thing. Some of you might have 25 years left or 20 years left in your mortgage. If you could take 5 years of mortgage payments off of that by going to a 15-year mortgage at a lower rate, some of you are at 4.5%, 3.75%, and credit cards. You consolidate everything. There's potential to get those things lowered and lower the terms. It just allows you to breathe a little bit. And when you have all the busyness going on, because I know I'm pretty busy, and I know it's hard to get to other things. I mean, it's really hard to get to other things when you have all kinds of things going on. I literally try to hire people to do jobs, and then I find that I'm still super busy and doing work all day long. So anyway, for you, I know it's hard to get to getting that refinance done or getting that cash out refinance, but it's always just starting it. I was talking to my son, And I said, Rodney, you got to write a paper. What's the hardest thing about writing a paper? It's just writing the first line, you know, the first line, the first letter of that paper. And so that's what you just got to get it going on that home purchase, that home refinance, that home equity. It all starts with that text, though, at 972-387-4600. All text lines are open. You can get texting now. Let us know how we can help you with your home loan. And whether you want to buy this year or you wonder if it's still worth time to refinance, here's how you do it. We forgot to do it, Tress. If you want to refinance, you got to say, here's what I owe on my home and here's what it's worth. Here's what I owe and here's what it's worth. Here's my credit score and here's my interest rate. We'll tell you if you can save money by the cash out refinance or a refinance. And if you want to buy a home this year, if that's your goal, tell us how much money you make. Tell us your credit score. About what kind of down payment you have for a house. We'll tell you about how much home you can get, what kind of payment you might be able to have. Make sure you text us now at 972-387-4600. We're going to come back after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. We're back at the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. Inappropriate, Uncle Bubba.
No, it's not inappropriate to talk about the Olympics. It's inappropriate a sports radio
to come out of a break jibber-jabbering.
It's okay. Everybody, right. I think everybody likes it, really.
Now,
somebody texted in saying that Fairfield is in Freestone County,
Freestone,
about 25 miles south of Corsicana on I-45.
See, that's what I said.
I knew it was down there.
It's near Buffalo.
Yeah, it's next to Limestone County and Anderson County.
It's Freestone.
Thank you, Texter.
And Navarro County.
Thank you.
So anyway, all those counties
random Texter
are there for you if you want to drive south.
It's near Wortham.
They are wide open. Make sure you text us right now.
Hey.
So one of our seven listeners just texted us that Fairfield is in Freestone County, and we appreciate that so much.
Hey, but do you need a mortgage?
Yeah. 972-387-4600. That's how you text us. So if you're going to buy a home this year, a lot of people, they want to think about how much money they need to buy a home. And with our average purchase price, that is the average, we're seeing our average loan amount for a home purchase in the 300s now, 300 to 400s. The average loan amount, that's not even the purchase price. The average loan amount's in the 300s now. And so if you're out there and you're thinking about buying a home, you got to think about how much money that can be out of pocket. Now, for a first-time home buyer, it's only 3% down if you have the qualifications with your credit. So 3% down on $350K is going to be $10,500. That's how much you need minimum down for down payment on a conventional loan. You know, and so then you're going to have some closing costs. To figure about $5,000 of closing costs. So about $15,000 is about the minimum you can expect out of pocket unless you're getting a VA zero down loan or a USDA loan zero down. But on a conventional 3% down loan, figure $15,000 for that $350,000 house.
In fact, Bubba, that's exactly correct, because I did price one out this week, and I think that they were bringing a $14,666 to closing.
So there you go. It's 3% on $350,000. It's 3% down. Now on FHA, it's 3.5% minimum out of pocket. Minimum out of pocket. There are opportunities in those FHA loans. There are opportunities where you can have some of your closing costs. You can do that also on conventional loans. You can roll some of your closing costs into your interest rate. Have the lender cover it. There are costs, and someone's got to cover them. It's either going to be you or the lender. And the lender can assist with the immediate out-of-pocket by rolling some of the costs into the interest rate so that up front you don't got to bring maybe an extra five, maybe you bring extra three, two, one, or none. You can also look and see if you can qualify for a zero closing cost loan. Get in touch with us at TexasHoney.com, though. We want to help. And it starts with that phone call at 972-387-4600. Tress, do you have any questions?
Yeah, we have one. Are you ready?
Yes.
We owe $175,000 on our current home. We are paying 4.25%. Is it smart to refinance at 3% now? Will we save enough to cover closing costs, et cetera? Home is worth $359,000.
So there's some things that they need to think about. This is a good question. This is I can stay where I am, but I'm at 4.25%. They could probably get in the high twos, 15-year mortgage. So if they went from 4.25%, if they saved 1.5%, if they say 1.5%, they owe 175. Let's say they saved a little over 1% on this, 1.5%. Then just on their loan amount, just a 1% savings would be $150 a month in interest. taking it from 4.25 to 2.75 would be 1% in interest that every month. That they, I'm sorry,
year.
That's a 1% from 4.25 4.25 to 3.25. They'd save 1% per what would be $150 a month just from going to 4.25 to 3.25. Now, is it worth it to refinance? They got to take a look and see. And take a look at the 20-year, take a look at the 15-year.
How long have they been in the loan home, did it say?
Doesn't say. But they,
does it say the value?
The home, they says
$359.
Okay.
Let's call it 360.
They've been in a while then.
Yeah. Let's call it 360. 288. That's 80% of 360. That's 288.
I think you would lower the term.
So they have about $100,000 of equity that could get out. And here's why. In Texas, you can borrow up to 80% of your appraised value when you're getting cash out. Well, they owe $175. They can get up to $288 if it appraises at $360. So they have about $100,000 there that they can get out in cash if they wanted to pay off other bills, if they needed to do some other things, if they wanted to take that money and talk to a financial planner. I don't know what you want to do with $100,000, but they have that opportunity. And they can be looking at some options. And they don't have to borrow all of that. Maybe they wanted to take $20,000 or $30,000 or $50,000 out. They can look at refinancing, dropping the term. These are options for them. These are thoughts that they may not be thinking about. These are people need options.
That's right.
Options is opportunity, and we want to have more opportunity for all of us. And so we want to share with you your opportunities. You can choose to go down this path or go down the path of just paying off your mortgage where it is now.
Yeah, you know, and it's like this week I talked to a guy that he had something like 4.25, something like that. He had gotten, but he had mortgage insurance, all right? And so he's been in the house 4 years or whatever. He wanted to look at a 15, and he goes, that's not really. And then
he didn't like the payment?
He didn't like the the payment. But I said, okay, so let's look at a 20. And he goes, 20, yeah, I've been in it 5 years, and I'll be cutting off 5 years, right? And I go, yeah. And guess what? His payment's the same as he's paying now. So it was winner, chicken dinner. It
took
was all about options. He's taking off 5 years. He's making the same payment that he's making now.
That's what I'm saying. If you're making a payment of $2,000 a month.
Options, yeah.
If you have a $2,000 a month mortgage payment, now some of that might be taxes and interest or taxes and insurance. And he had PMI, too, so private mortgage insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So, but just your principal payment, if you're paying, your principal and interest is $2,000. You're paying $24,000 a year. You take off 5 years. You know, you're saving all the interest, the extra 5 years of interest that you would have paid.
Right.
You know, and so.
And not having mortgage insurance anymore.
So there are opportunities, and we want to help you with those opportunities at 972-387-4600. Go online and apply. I do want to warn everybody against all of our own, lack of education in finance. And the lack of education comes from our government.
And our schools.
I have to say that because they don't educate you on finance. So when you're trying to get a home loan, you need to go to your mortgage company to get educated on finance because there's no one teaching you about this kind of stuff. But one of the things they're not teaching you is this. If you're driving, if you're listening, when they announce in 4.5 weeks that the Federal Reserve is going to raise the interest rate, they're raising a rate that occurs over 1 day. They're raising the one-day interest rate. The one-day interest rate that banks lend each other money. So it's called the overnight rate, and when banks move money from one bank to another bank and they want to lend money, they, hey, I need to borrow some money. They charge, right now it's like 0.25%, okay? And so when they say we're going to raise the rates by 0.25%, that's the overnight rate. And they do so typically to slow down an economy, and when they do so, it can cause long-term rates to stabilize or go down. When they slow down inflation, which is what they intend to do without, they hope to not destroy the economy, depending on your point of view, they hope to not destroy the economy, but they're also trying to keep the dollar strong. They're trying to strengthen the dollar. If the dollar, if the inflation goes up, the dollar's worthless because, you know, there's 10% inflation every month, then they're trying to strengthen the dollar so it has value. So anyway, when they raise the rates 0.25%, on the short term, the one day, then the 30 year, the longer terms, they tend to stabilize and they tend to go down sometimes. So mortgage rates in the market have already gone up in anticipation of this. The market has already baked in about a 1% increase in rates this year by the Federal Reserve. They've already baked it in. It's already there. And so when you hear that the Federal Reserve raised the rate, the rates might actually come down for your mortgage. So be the educated person. First of all, the number one thing about it being educated is don't go spouting off finance to your friends. Maybe that's more wisdom and knowledge. Don't go spouting off finance to your friends, because unless you are in finance, because you won't be invited to any more parties. So
do you speak that from experience?
Kevin? I speak that from experience. So be in the know, but don't
be a know it all.
Yes, but don't be the know it all.
Don't be the Kevin, right?
I don't know the half of it. I don't know. It's not about knowing at all. It's just knowing something and just trying to say, hey, no, why is everyone, everyone's going to say, oh, no more time to buy a house. The rates went up. Yeah. Well, the rates have already gone up. And we just had one of our record home purchase lock days yesterday after the rates have risen. So I don't think the rates are going to move.
Silly.
They're not going to move too far between now and March. So. But we'll see. That stranger things have happened. We've seen craziness. And usually these moves are in anticipation. It's a panic. And the panic isn't usually tied to reality. Panic is usually tied to
panic.
Fear-mongers. Anyway, we don't want you to fear.
Monger.
Because Tress is here. And she wants to read your text question. So text us at 972-387-4600.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba has a birthday today.
Not for me.
Birthday party.
Another birthday party. Grandson, 5 years old.
Now, how many grandkids do you have?
Five.
Just enough to keep you busy every couple months.
They're keeping me busy.
That's good.
They're fun.
They still like you?
Yes.
Yeah? You haven't told him yet?
No, because he's sitting there waiting for me to hand him that $100 bill that I give him on his birthday.
That's a lot of money.
5 years old?
I want to be adopted by your family.
Right?
972-387.
I know. I can't wait till that one-year-old. What are they going to do with it? Oh, here, eat it.
972-387-4600. That's the text line. Make sure you get in touch with us now. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, all the text lines are open, so give us your question. By the way, it's time for you to refinance, get cash out, get that home purchase done. Lots of people locking in on their home purchase loans right now. Give us a call. Give us a text. We're coming back on the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. The TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show staff loves to be chatting coming out of breaks.
Sorry.
Which I don't think anyone really cares about.
No,
I guess it's just, things you do in church, things you don't do in church, you know?
Our seven listeners never comment about it when they send in a text.
Well, a third of our seven listeners have texted us today. But we have all text lines open at 972-387-4600. If you're trying to save money on your home loan, we want to help you make some decisions. A lot of you have questions. I have, literally, this is real, I have a brother-in-law and a sister-in-law who live in Colorado. And they have a big house, and they have a couple of restaurants, and COVID nearly drove them insane, into bankruptcy. They nearly lost everything, their house included. Mm. And so now they're one of the restaurants that survived, and so they're doing okay in that regard. They were into the depths of despair for quite a period of time. So they're trying to now get a refinance in their house, and their credit got bad during the COVID thing. And so they're trying to get a loan. They got to get one of these non-QM loans. The lender is charging them 3.5 points up front on their loan amount.
Why?
Because they think they can, because it's a California company.
Did you tell them no?
I said, this is insanity. You don't pay 3.5 points. This isn't 2006. This isn't subprime days.
Get them to Nick.
Anyway. Make sure you get in touch with us at TexasLending.com. We want to help you out. and we want to help you out with a great loan. Now, they're in Colorado. We're not licensed in Colorado. That's right. But they said, hey, does this look good? I went,
no.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness gracious. So I got to get back in touch with them today. I got that I got that text last night around 10 p.m. Is this a good deal? Oh, no, no. So anyway, make sure you get in touch with us at TexasSunny.com so we can assess whether you're getting a good deal.
Yes.
972-387-4600. Make sure you're working with a company that's going to be there also now and in the future. There's a fine line between a company that's undercharging you and going to go out of business, because there are plenty of mortgage companies who are willing to do loans for free and lose money. And then there are companies that make a little bit of money. There's companies that gouge you. Make sure you're working with one of the ones in between. You want a company that's going to be there for you now in the future, get you a good deal, not go out of business halfway between you getting your loan started and finished, all these different things. So get in touch with TexasLending.com. We've been there.
Done that.
We've been through a few different cycles of nonsense, and we want to help you in making your decisions.
Memories.
Trust, what's happening over there?
We have a text message. Would you guys like to answer
Let's
it?
Do it. Do it.
Okay. Does making payments biweekly instead of one monthly payment help with your interest?
Yes.
Well, considering when you're making your payment, you're making payments in arrears. That means the interest has already been charged. So they're not charging you a payment to, you know, interest up front. You're paying interest in arrears. So any time that you can pay down your principal a little bit faster, then the interest being charged after that goes down. So if you're going to pay biweekly, if you're going to pay every 2 weeks, if you can get your principal reduced every 2 weeks, then the interest that's going to be charged for the following 2 weeks on some of that won't be there. So, yeah, it can't. Just like you said, what if I made a mortgage payment every day? And so what if I made 1/30th of my mortgage payment every day instead of just at the end of the month? Yeah, you'd have less interest over time. And so
they say, though, that if you make a one extra payment a year, it's the same thing.
Well, it's just whoever they are, it's not the same thing.
Because
your interest, if you pay principal early, then there won't be interest charged later. So if you pay an extra payment every year, then there won't be interest charged later. Like I said, if you pay a little bit of principal every day, then there's no interest charged in that little bit you paid yesterday. There wouldn't be any interest charged on that tomorrow. So you can pay biweekly, you can pay monthly, you can pay. There's only a couple of ways to have that accepted by the lender. But if you pay an extra payment, you know, if you pay an extra 10th of your payment and just pay extra 10% towards principal with every mortgage payment, you could reduce your payments over time. Go to our calculators on TexasSunny.com. I could say calculators because I'm from Chicago area. The calculator. So go to the calculators on the TexasSunny.com website. And you can see if you pay extra payments or maybe an extra payment a year, you know, might be able to see how much you can pay down your mortgage and how much faster.
I do know just from my own experience that I was sold that on the premise that a 30-year loan would be paid off in 23 years if you did bi-monthly payment.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Because you're paying the principal down faster.
Yeah.
Well, you're also reducing some of the interest now.
Nobody keeps a loan for 30 years.
When you do a 30-year mortgage, you are rolling out the principal payments over 30 years, and then they have the interest for that. So when you end up paying things early and pay an extra payment a year, if you pay one extra payment per year, you can take off many years off the mortgage. And so there's 360 payments, and if that's 360 months. And so if you end up paying down, or every year you're making a payment, you're going to be reducing the amount of time of that mortgage. Anyway, make sure you go to TexasLending.com and apply today. Hey, our new website was supposed to go live last night, and I didn't even woken up to see if it's live. Our new website homepage at TexasLending.com. I'll let you know about that in a minute. Hey, Tress.
Hey, Kevin.
You know how people say when we used to have education in the world, people used to read a lot of books. They used to have vocabularies and things. We don't have any vocabularies anymore. We all speak the same 25 words. Anyway, so
is this Hawaii?
So anyway, when people say it's really cold outside, and then someone says, no, it's really, really cold outside. How much cold does the second really add to the really cold?
Well,
it's like making an extra mortgage payment.
Really, it's a matter of
really
perspective.
Colder.
It's like the number 7.
It's real cold, but it's really, really colder.
Yeah. And so there's also the very, very.
There's
They're
the very,
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 very good.
Long.
They're very, very good. And so I just wonder when the person who said very good and then the other person came in and said it's very, very good. Yes. Was that like a revelation? I just wonder, the first person who had the second very, I just think about it.
You got it. You have to think about it.
Because
now you have me thinking about it.
So if someone's very good and then there's someone who's very, very good, is that 7%? Because remember, numbers are relative. Yeah. Like 7's not a lot to some. Is it 10%? Is that 33% better?
Well, what is it? It's very, very, very good.
I think most of our nation needs a thesaurus for Christmas.
Yeah. 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 So, now I'm from Michigan. We say words that are just, when I hear the words now when my Michigan friends talk and I hear them say words that are Michigan words, I just go, we need new words. Mm. There has to be new words. Anyway, we want some new words for you that are all about saving money. Saving really, really a lot of money. And you can get your call answered very, very fast when you call TexasMoney.com. 972-387-4600. Go online and apply.
I closed a cash out this week that they paid off enough debt to save them $2,800 a month. How about that?
$2,800 a month?
$2,800 a month that paid off their debt.
They consolidated their debt.
They paid it all off. Now all they have is a house payment.
Well, they have the debt in their mortgage now.
Yeah.
But it's just at a lower rate.
But that was $2,800 in cash flow.
Cash flow is king.
Yes. Especially for people that are retired. I mean, you know, they have Social Security and they have a
Do we can we even say that anymore? Do you have to say cash flow is monarch or something like that?
Monarch. Because
I don't know.
Oh, I thought that
I
was.
I don't know.
Maybe cash flow is dictator.
Maybe. Yeah, well.
Maybe cash flow is totalitarianistic.
Okay.
You can't say it's king.
All right. All right. We're going
cash flow is queen now.
Yeah, cash flow is queen. Make sure you call TexasHoney.com and save a bunch of money, 972-387-4600. I know in my house, the queen of my house likes cash flow. And so, you know, my better two-thirds,
two-thirds?
Yeah.
She's not you're only one-third? You're not?
Well, they usually say you're better half, but my wife is at least two-thirds of my family. I only provide a third.
And Nate's the other third.
No, just in terms of the
In other
terms,
words, you're
in terms
worth
of
nothing.
The marriage, I maybe put a third into it, and she puts two-thirds into it, and I'm lacking. I need to have, I don't feel, you know, this is not the mortgage therapy hour.
You're a very intriguing person.
But it can be. It can be the mortgage therapy hour. If we could save you $2,800 a month like Bubba did, then it might save your marriage. 972-387-4600.
I know, it made them happy.
Trust, you have questions. We have answers.
We do, but you have about 50 seconds before we go to another break.
Well, read your question, and we'll all anticipate during the break.
After the break, when we come back, we'll be answering this question. Looking forward to paying off my mortgage. 15-year refinance 2 years ago at 3.5%. I owe $102,000. Appraisal at 365. Credit score is over 800. Make $85,000 a year. Is it worth refinancing, or should I just stay the course?
Well,
stay the course.
Well, we don't know how many credit cards they have. Credit scores, say they have great credit scores.
800, so.
800 credit scores. They're at 3.5. You know, they owe 102, and I'm just going to say this. They'd have to save 1% on their interest rate just to save $80 a month. And so, you know, is it really, you'd have to get down to 2.5. On your loan size, you'd have to be paying some points to get 2.5. And so, is $80 a month gonna make any sense to you? So anyway, they only have 13 years left in the mortgage. If they went to a 10-year, if they got cash out for some reason, there might be some opportunities there. They have plenty of equity to get cash out. Give us a call if you have interest. We want to take a look at it for you. And again, it's always a free quote, 972-387-4600. We're going to come back. In the meantime, you go to our website at TexasSunny.com. We'll call you right away. And we're going to come back, and we're going to share with you the final segment of the TexasSunny.com. We're going to show the lightning round. Yes. The final segment for this week. Not forever and ever. Ever and ever, Bubba. That's a long time.
Kiss me.
We're going to come back after these messages in the TexasSunny.com mortgage.
Just walk away.
The TexasSunny.com mortgage show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasSunny.com mortgage show. And we're here to share with you all things mortgage. And we want to share with you how to save money at 972-387-4600. That's the text line. Do you have any more questions for us, Tress?
I do. Are you ready?
Do it.
I'm looking at getting cash back. I owe $180,000 and my house is worth around $380,000. I want to get $40,000 for updating. My experience score is 690, Equifax is 735, and Trans is 697. I have a 3.6 rate right now. Would it be worth getting cash back, or would a home equity be better?
They're the same thing in Texas. Cash back and home equity are the same thing. Now, one is a cash back refinance, or a home equity refinance is a refinance of one. It's one loan. We consolidate their current mortgage into a new mortgage on a cash back refinance. Now, they talk about a home equity loan. They're talking about a line of credit, a second lien, a second loan, and they have different requirements and things. Not as many lenders doing those.
Anymore, yeah.
I don't even know anyone who's doing the lines of credit. So most of the time, it's just a cash back refinance. And it's actually, it's one of the reasons that it's not, there's not a lot of lines of credit is because of the regulations.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of the regulations have made it so that the lender doesn't know if it's better for you to get a line of credit or a cash back refinance, and the government requires you to put you into the best loan. Well, we don't know which one's the best loan for you. And so I think that there's some regulatory snafus that have caught some banks legally, and they don't want to be going down that path. So there's just not a lot of home equity lines of credit out there. So cash back refinances are the predominant way of getting cash out of your house. And so if this, does it say they owe $18,000?
Well, I think they left out a couple zeros. They texted us before, and looking at their previous text, I'm going to say they left out some zeros.
Call $180,000, okay?
Yeah.
So $180,000. So if the home's worth $380,000,
mm-hmm.
then they can get up to $304,000. That's 80% of $380,000. And so if you ended up getting $304,000 and they owe $180,000, they have about $124,000 in cash available. Their rate's at 3.6. You know, their score at 690 is a very precarious score, Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
697. So what happens if they go below 680 to their interest rates on a cash out?
Half point at least.
Your rates go up significantly.
Your rates are up a half point at 697.
And so the thing is, if you're at 3.6 right now, depending on your loan size and the loan amount that you borrow. So we've talked about it in this show before. They owe the home's worth 380. If they borrow 80% of the value of that versus 70% of the value at that versus 60% of the value of that, if they borrow less than 60% of the value of the house, their rate on the cash out would be the same as if they just refinanced.
Mm-hmm.
So the rates on cash outs are typically higher. They're considered higher risk.
Yes.
And so by the industry, by the servicers, by Fannie Mae.
And also there's the fact that your house no longer can be foreclosed on the courthouse steps. It has to be taken to court is one of the
reasons. Why the rates are higher. There's
higher legal fees involved, and it's priced in the, what they call loan level pricing.
And if lenders do the loan wrong, there's ramifications against the lender. So if they make a mistake, it's just a clerical error. Then the lender cannot refinance the mortgage. So there's high legal fees. The rates are higher. But here's the deal. If they only borrow 60% of the value of that house, mm-hmm. which in their case would be somewhere around $230,000, somewhere $220,000.
Which sounds like in their realm there.
And then their realm.
Yeah. And what they were trying to do.
You mean realm?
The realm?
Realm. R-E-A-L-M.
Bubba's new words. on the TexasSunny.com mortgage show. You all owe us
money. You heard it here first.
For teaching you new words.
It's the only the place Rio.
All right.
Are you ready for the next question?
Do it.
I cashed out about August of last year. Mm-hmm. I took a higher interest rate and would like to refinance again for a lower rate. Can I use my appraisal and survey for my previous refinance?
Can you use your survey?
Yep.
Yes. Can you use your appraisal?
No.
No. You have to get a new appraisal. And it might
but
be
you
worth
want
more.
One. You might want be. A new appraisal.
Maybe. So they might be able to refinance more. that home equity into a regular refinance. It's an option. You can give us a call, inappropriate Uncle Bubba. He'll be ready to take your phone call. Call 972. You going golfing today, Bubba?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm going to a birthday party.
Oh, well, you can play golf in the backyard.
You know, I might hit some balls later.
It's a little chilly.
Off the mat.
Is it a little chilly or is it a big Argentina? That's what I want to know.
It's very, very chilly.
It's really, really cold out. Okay. Tress like she's had enough of us. Is there any more questions?
No.
Or is that it? Okay, we're out of questions.
Done.
Listen, we have a new website page.
Yeah.
If any of you have ever gone to our homepage in the last several years, you thought, what kind of...
Knuckleheads.
What kind of drug were they smoking when they made that website? That's what happens
circa
when you make
2005.
That's what happens when they make a website without getting the input of the CEO of the corporation.
Oh, my.
They rolled out a new website without the website ever being reviewed by the CEO, and that was running for the last 4 years. Now we have a new website up.
That's been reviewed and approved?
It's been reviewed. It's been approved. And you can go to it today. It's the TexasSunny.com website. It's the homepage, the brand new homepage. And you can apply for your home loan right now if you wish. You can go there. We have 45 seconds for posterity here. Tress, anything you want to say to somebody?
No, I don't.
Do you still want to say anything to anybody?
No.
I want to say
well,
hi.
Well, everybody I know is still asleep. Wake up!
Bubba, everyone you know is awake.
Yeah, because they're in Thailand.
They're in Thailand?
Alec is in Thailand. She listens to the show every Saturday.
I don't even know.
How do you say hello in, what do they speak in Thailand?
Almost.
They speak Thai.
Sawadee ka.
Okay, we are going to go. We're going to leave. But we wish you all a great week. Go online and apply on TexasSunny.com. Call us now, 972-387-4600 for Tress and Bubba. Have a really, really, really good week from TexasSunny.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.